WEAR News at 6 starts now.
Good evening. The charges against Marcus Spanavello in Florida have been dropped.
Spanavello is suspected of killing his ex-girlfriend Cassie Carley after a custody exchange with their daughter on Navarre Beach in March. And her body was later found in a barn in Alabama. And investigators say Spanavello has ties to that barn. WEAR's Brent Carney spoke to Carley's family today and the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. He joins us live in the studio with more. Brent?
Yeah, the state attorney's office here in Florida did not want to comment as to why the charges were dropped, but the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office did give me some insight as to what led to the decision.
I just hope they would treat this case as if it was someone they loved.
Cassie Carley's sister, Rayanne, says her family has been waiting for a murder charge since Cassie's body was found in Alabama last April.
Each time I see a phone call incoming, I'm hopeful that it will be good news progressing forward, but it seems like we've been at just a standstill.
Spanavello was charged in Florida with tampering with evidence and obstructing a criminal investigation, stemming from Carley's disappearance. When Rayanne heard those charges would be dropped, she was concerned.
So initially, when we received the news yesterday, we were very disappointed and confused. But fortunately, we have been in contact, you know, with Florida and Alabama, and we have confidence there is good reasoning behind this. And hopefully the reasoning will lead us closer to a murder charge.
Court documents show the charges were dismissed in Florida to focus efforts on more serious charges in Alabama. Prosecutors are hoping to prosecute Spanavello on murder charges there.
I think that we still have a very strong case against Mr. Spanavello.
Captain Scott Jones is with the Criminal Investigation Division with the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. He's been with the Cassie Carley case from the beginning. He says the decision to drop the charges in Florida was a collective decision.
The case is not closed. We're still waiting on forensic evidence. There's still other items that are being investigated, other avenues that are being investigated. So it would not be wise to try Mr. Spanavello right now in the state of Florida on these minor charges while we likely have a pending homicide case coming in Alabama.
I just always love to add, you know, my sister, she was 37 years old and perfectly healthy and hopeful to start her new job. There is absolutely no reason she would decide to go bury herself on his property instead of excitedly pick up her daughter.
And Spanavello will now be transferred to the St. Clair County Jail in Alabama. No timeline has been set on when that will happen. Now, I did try to get in touch with Spanavello's attorney, but I did not hear back. In the studio, Brent Carney, WEAR News.
Well, as you heard, Cassie Carley and Spanavello were expected to exchange custody of their daughter in a parking lot on Navarre Beach. That was March 27th. 2 days later, Carley was officially reported as missing. On April 2nd, Spanavello was arrested. He was in Tennessee, arrested on charges related to Carley's disappearance. The next day, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson announced that Carley's body had been found in a grave in that Alabama barn sometime the night before. On April 17th, about 2 weeks later, Spanavello was extradited and booked into the Santa Rosa County Jail. Tonight, he's there waiting for extradition to Alabama.
A man is sentenced to life in prison. Kevin Ordonez Garcia previously pleaded guilty to second-degree murder with a weapon for a stabbing on Mountain Drive in Destin. This was in 2018. Okaloosa deputies say the victim was Ordonez Garcia's 17-year-old ex-girlfriend and the mother of his son. Witnesses saw him arguing with her before stabbing her multiple times. Ordonez Garcia took off and threw the knife in a dumpster before he was found by deputies. The victim died from her injuries at an emergency center.
A Crestview High School student is now facing two felony counts tonight. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says 16-year-old Tyler Mahler armed himself with a razor blade for a planned fight off campus. Deputies say his intended victim was a 15-year-old girl. Mahler told deputies he wanted to severely injure her. The victim told investigators that she was fearful for her life and that Mahler had threatened her 2 weeks ago, but she didn't report it at the time. Mahler is now charged with possession of a weapon on school grounds and making threats.
Okaloosa deputies investigating a suspicious behavior report. A 14-year-old girl says a man in a black sedan repeatedly tried to lure her into his car. This supposedly happened yesterday on Beale Parkway at Green Acres Road at around 2 o'clock after the girl got off her bus. The girl refused getting in the car. She called her mom and kept walking before the man tried again, according to deputies. That man described as a black male with a buzzed haircut. If you have any information, you're asked to call area 850-651-7400.
An active shooter training exercises today, just wrapped up in the last hour, in fact, in Escambia County, put on by the First Judicial Circuit and the Escambia Sheriff's Office. It was at the Theodore Bruno Juvenile Justice Center in Pensacola. Several agencies, including the Escambia County Fire, EMS, and Corrections Department, all participated in that event.
Well, it's been nearly 2 weeks since a man was killed and another hurt at a shooting at a Bellevue ballpark. The sheriff and some commissioners vowed that the criminals would not win. Yesterday, an Escambia school board member brought up the issue of game security. Bill Slayton says the Bellevue Park did not have security at the time of that shooting. He suggested school guardians could be used to supplement deputies when needed at future school district games. Now, he noted one upcoming game has 24 deputies scheduled for security. Now, at that point, the board attorney tried to stop the conversation, but Slayton continued briefly, saying some things need to be said.
If you want to get into the particulars of how we are going to be providing security, I would recommend that it not happen in this particular forum.
And by pointing it out here in a public meeting, people understand not only we're going to do that, but we are thinking about it, we are concerned.
Now, the attorney says security discussions belong in an executive session, and the board does plan to do that when they have their annual security risk assessment meeting. A date for that meeting has not been set. And those, of course, will not be the only games that have additional security. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll talk about an upcoming event that will have additional police presence as well.
Escambia County parents still voicing some concerns about the school district's book policy. For the third day this week, some parents addressed the school board about the 100 books that one teacher deems inappropriate for students. At the heart of it, two new laws in the state, the governor's parental rights and education law, as it's called, and the curriculum transparency bill, both reinforce a parent's right to determine what their child is exposed to at school.
I wanted to talk for just a minute about this very big issue about parental rights and student rights and books and media. I know Ellen has told y'all that the Supreme Court has said children have the right to access materials even that the school board does not agree with. That's in the PICO case. But then we know that parents, I mean, I was a parent, I wanted my rights respected, and the Florida legislature has rightly said parents need to be involved in these questions.
District officials are in the process of revising their policies as they continue to listen to these parental concerns. If you'd like for us to look at something in your child's education or school, just give us a call at 850-332-4616 or send us an email at schoolcrisis3@gmail.com.
That's another win for Adams Sanitation. The waste company won a 5-year contract with the Santa Rosa County School District to haul trash and recycle. And they were selected between 4 companies, including Waste Pro. Now, Adams service will begin for the school district in the new year.
More donations made their way to South Florida for Hurricane Ian victims. A donation driver was organized by the former City of Freeport city manager and the community, as well as the city of Dafuniac Springs. They loaded down a 35-foot trailer full of supplies, including water, dog food, and diapers. Mark Bird donated the trailer, saying he felt the need to help from his own experiences.
We were just affected by Michael. So it was real close to home, and so many people came together for us. We just decided to do something for them.
Charlie Simmons also recently drove the donations to a church in Fort Myers.
First Morning Weather, sponsored by Pensacola State College.
Late day view from Destin looking over the harbor as the sun is going down now. Radar shows dry weather, and it's going to be dry all weekend long. And nice temperatures, too. If you're headed out this evening, temperatures will be falling eventually into the 60s here, and then overnight cooling down even further as we head into tomorrow morning with some 50s, especially for some of the inland areas, but not bad with 70s right now. It is quite pleasant. So upper 50s to low 60s for most areas, some inland areas more like low 50s. And this is the way it's looking this weekend, just nice sunshine in the skies, high temperatures in the mid to maybe low 80s. depending on where we're talking about. It's next week that a big-time front heads this way. Coming up in the full report, we'll have a little bit more on what we can expect. There's a little chance for rain. We'll detail when that is going to be, as well as how dramatic the change will be. But, yeah, this thing is going to be moving through windy weather behind that front, as well as a new area of high pressure will settle in behind it. So we'll be watching for that. Here's a look at Tropical Storm Carl. Look at that imagery. Doesn't look like much at all late in that imagery. We'll take a look at the track, too, coming up.
Well, tomorrow is recognized as Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day. This afternoon, an event was held to remember the families who have lost a baby and those who have died before their first birthday. The organization, Escambia County Healthy Start, has the goal of improving the health of pregnant women and their babies. They also have grief counseling. One family involved with the organization says they can help you through your difficult loss.
Me and my wife did suffer a loss of an infant. This was many, many years ago. And actually, we wish we had an organization like this to help us through that time. Unfortunately, we didn't at the time, but it took a very, very long time for us to be able to recognize and really, you know, grapple with how to talk about that.
Now, Escambia County Healthy Start also works with families and supports them and their babies until they turn 3 years old.
The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office honored Breast Cancer Awareness Month today. Their entire administrative building wore pink out the day in recognition. Even turned a patrol car pink as well. A call to stop the Blue Angels from flying in a California town. Well, one lawmaker says, actually, he never does say why they shouldn't take the skies, but we've got the story coming up.
Pensacola police officers getting a new look, the change to their patches and badge, and a new addition.
Pep Talk with Jenna Barr, mornings at 9.
Have you ever met somebody who doesn't like guac? The spicier the better, the chunkier the better. That's the way I feel. If it's whipped, I mean, that's cream cheese. I saw a quote one time and it said, honey, you are not the chips and salsa. You are the chips and guac. That's a pep talk right there. Yes, I am the chips and guac. I am worth the extra $6, honey.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hour number three right here on Pensacola right now. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Let's get to top three stories here first, and then I want to play the latest political ad for Governor Ron DeSantis. So top three stories here. Trump has written his response, a 14-page response to the January 6th committee about the them subpoenaing him, but he did not say whether he'll testify. He just kind of skirted around that issue. Russian President Vladimir Putin says there will be no more need for massive new strikes on Ukraine. He's announced an end date for the mobilization of reservists. That'll be in 2 weeks. And the flu has started off, has an early start. CDC is warning about a possible severe season for the flu. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So Governor DeSantis' latest political ad is actually from his wife, Casey. Let's listen to it right here on News Radio 92.3.
I get asked all the time, who is Ron DeSantis? Well, he's the kid who grew up right here in Florida, working his tail off, paying his own way through school, then volunteering to serve in the Navy and deploying to Iraq. He's the man who I fell in love with from the moment we met. And he's the dad of three very rambunctious, energetic children. Mamie, our two-year-old little comedian, Madison, our beautiful, sweet five-year-old, and Mason, our four-year-old athlete. But if you want to know who Ron DeSantis really is, when I was diagnosed with cancer and I was facing the battle for my life, he was the dad who took care of my children when I couldn't. He was there to pick me off of the ground when I literally could not stand. He was there to fight for me when I didn't have the strength to fight for myself. That is who Ron DeSantis is.
Oh, dang. Like, it's like, oh, that's the kind of ad, like, even your opponent is like, oh, that was good. Yeah. Because it got away from the politics of it, and it gets down to the integrity of the man, mm-hmm. who is a husband and father as well. And in today's day and age, that matters. That matters to people. They want to know more about the person and the type of person who they'll be electing. And so I think that was pretty powerful, knowing that she just went through cancer. Didn't she have breast cancer? I think she had breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And so in her just overcoming that, and, you know, we don't know the behind the scenes, right? And so she just gave us a little peek into that about Governor DeSantis supporting her through that trial. Let's get traffic on the fives with Jenna Barr.
Those delays we were seeing earlier on Pine Forest Road in between 9 Mile and the on-ramps to I-10 are now freed up. Everything is moving along smoothly at the moment. I-10 and I-110 are both checking in clear. Highway 90 throughout Pace and Milton are also not reporting any major delays. And Highway 98 in both directions is checking in clear. If you have a traffic tip, call 850-262-6111 or use the new open mic feature in our new mobile app. I'm Jenna Barr with your traffic on the fives.
What do you think about that ad, Jenna?
Oh, I mean, how could you not love it? I actually saw this ad. I was watching the news one morning about 5 o'clock in the morning, and it popped up. And I'd like to have a little bit of time to myself. I cried. I'm not going to lie. It was very overwhelming because you can't argue with that. You can't argue with that at all. And yeah, for the past 2.5 years, people have been, probably longer, right, have been crying that character is bigger than politics. Character is bigger. And it's all about who the person is. And mm-hmm. so far, DeSantis has proven that he has, he's a man of integrity. He's a family man as well as a loyal Floridian. And you can't sit back and really throw stones at him at all. I sit back and I know people who hate him. And I just wonder why. Like, why? How could you actually hate him as a person?
And this is what I've stated as well, that about him, that he's actually surprised me as governor in that he, like, for example, he has done more for conservation and the environment in the state of Florida than any previous governor. Mm-hmm. And so I hear left-leaning individuals trying to blast him. I'm like, okay, this is the guy who came in and fought for more monies for the Everglades and has fought for other conservation efforts and restoration efforts of lands. He's the guy that came in first day and said, hey, legislature, when the voters voted to change the Constitution to add medical marijuana to the Constitution, they expected smokable marijuana. You need to go back and have a special session and pass smokable marijuana. And they did. And so it's not all far right, you know, far right things that he's been getting done in the state. That's what's actually impressed me with him, is that it's not been just completely far right stuff. And it's also been, we're not going to allow local municipals and local governments to take away the rights of the people in their community. And so it's been a very much, I don't know, he's impressed me with his leadership, for one. Yes, I will say in the past year and a half, you know, like since COVID really, so probably 2 years, he has gotten a little bit more salty than what he was a few years ago, because he's just getting tired of all the criticism, the blatant, like, fault finding that comes from people.
Wait, you mean like when people were phrasing the quote unquote don't say gay bill, and they kept saying that, and he actually fired back?
Yeah.
With the
but he does so in a way. Yeah. So he does so in a way that he's getting a little salty with it.
Well, but he's not really, like, speak. I mean, let's just say he's not Trump salty.
But that's what opponents say. They say he just sounds like little Trump now. So they think he does. So I'm like, all okay. Right. So that's how they're going to paint him. That's how the opponents are already trying to paint him, especially if he tries to run for president. They're just trying to paint him that way. That's why I think this ad is so important, because they're already trying to portray him in a certain aspect, in a certain light. And this ad is trying to say, no, that's not who he is. And so that's why, you know, we don't often play political ads on the show, but every now and then we do when we're trying to point out why, you know, how significant that ad could be. And that ad right there with Casey DeSantis sharing how he is as a father and everything is fantastic. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, we got a phone caller?
Yeah, we've got Floyd on the line. He has some interesting comments. Go ahead, Floyd.
Hey, I tell you, what really impresses me about Ron DeSantis being such a great leader is that he just recently said, when we had all the damage to the bridges where people couldn't even get back to the islands, he said, we have the largest budget surplus in history, and we're just going to fix it. I'm just going to take care of that. We've got the money to do it. We're going to do it. Now, have you ever heard a governor say that before?
No. Nope. Yep. That was all. No, that was, no. That was, once again, another example of good leadership. Yeah. I appreciate that, Floyd. Yeah, that's exactly it right there. So that's fantastic. So Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, Top Trending News with David Wayne in the newsroom.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
This hurricane season, be prepared by getting your roof inspected, repaired, or replaced by a local professional. Keith Walther Roofing, a name that has been trusted within our community for decades. Attention to detail is one of their highest priorities, and every step of the project is carefully planned and executed to ensure that the roof over your head is protected. They offer full-spectrum roofing solutions, including free consultations and financing. Find Keith Walther Roofing on Facebook or call 850-970-0005.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli is now taking your orders for the holidays. At Costello's, you'll find a variety of lamb, turkey, beef, tenderloins, and hams. From the best steak cuts to exotic meats, Costello's has it all for a happy holiday season. You'll find a great selection of wine and wine tasting every Saturday from 11 until 2. Desserts like cannolis, pies, cheesecakes, and Italian family hospitality. It's all at Costello's. Now hiring for all positions. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up and wine all you want on the west side of Pensacola.
Hey, I'm Bobby Rossi from News Radio 92.3. This is your last chance to join our listener advisory board. There's no meeting to attend. We just need your opinion. Go to newsradio923.com to register.
Somebody call 911. Shawty fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa. What's up, Quan?
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I used to play this song for my kids all the time.
Oh, yeah, they love it. Kids love this song.
They love this song. Yep, kids love this song. It's like, can you play 911? Okay. So
it's a fun one. It's old, but it's fun.
Yeah, it's a fun one. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Jenna Barr sitting in for Gracie and trying to play club music for us here on a Friday.
You're welcome.
And coming up here in about 30 minutes, we got your weekend movie preview. Right now, let's get top trending news.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour, a federal judge allowing people enrolled in the DACA program to renew their two-year protections from deportation and keep their work permits. That keeps the status quo while a court case plays out. Officials now say the main cause of death in that soccer stadium disaster in Indonesia was tear gas. More than 130 people were killed during the riot there after a soccer team lost a match. People started storming the field. That all led to more chaos. People trying to get out of the stadium. And there's a new Barbie doll coming out this year.
Tina Turner.
What is happening?
In honor of the 40th anniversary of What's Love Got to Do With It, Mattel announced they'll be creating an official Tina Turner Barbie doll. The doll will be part of the company's music series and features Turner in the iconic black mini dress, jean jacket, and tights that she wore in the music video for What's Love Got to Do With It. I'm Trey Thomas.
And it looks like you can buy these online. I don't know if they're going to be in stores or whatever. They're about $50 for the Tina Turner Barbie.
I just looked it up, and she's looking fierce. Tina's looking fierce.
Yeah, this is one of those classic looks.
Yeah. that's funny. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Jenna Barr.
No major delays to report at this moment. I-10 and I-110 are both checking in clear. Highway 90 throughout Pace and Milton also not reporting any delays. And Highway 98 in Navarre and Gulf Breeze are checking in clear. If you have a traffic tip, 850-2626-111 or use the new open mic feature in our new mobile app. Look for News Radio Pensacola in your app store today. I'm Jenna Barr with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, the Tina Turner Barbie has when she had her spiky hair in like the 80s. And she's wearing a jean jacket and she has a leather, like a black leather dress. Mm-hmm. Fishnet stockings and high heels. So, and it's $55 right now on the website. $55. Is that how much Barbies cost now, or is this like a special price?
That is cool, actually. I like it.
It looks like Tina. I think if you see that, you're like, that's Tina. That's Tina Turner.
Awesome.
Like you're not gonna be surprised to see that. So, but is that how much Barbies cost now? $55.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't bought a Barbie in a long time.
That must be some sort of like.
I was thinking maybe
special.
Like $6. No, is that high hopes?
No, they won't be. They won't be $6. I thought they were like $20.
Oh my
maybe
goodness!
Maybe with inflation, they're probably more than that now.
Yeah, so, I'm definitely not buying a Barbie anytime soon.
Why would you buy a Barbie? Well, you do have girls, so yeah. All right. Coming up here next, got a jobs update for you. What's it looking like for unemployment, and are people going back to work? We'll talk about that coming up here next on News Radio 92.3.
From Pensacola's family-owned Volkswagen dealership, Beadmore Imports has a family of VW crossovers and SUVs they'd like you to meet. The 2023 VW Taos S is a streamlined crossover that doesn't sacrifice space or storage. It's at Beadmore Imports from $25,963. For a bit more room, drive the 2022 Tiguan S. With a third row, it's large enough for all of your adventures. And it's at Beadmore Imports from $28,215. And for the biggest of them all, it's the VW Atlas. It'll fit more people, more pets, and whatever else you want to bring along. The 2023 Atlas SE is at Beadmore Imports today from $35,900. Beadmore Imports has been Pensacola's family-owned Volkswagen dealer for over 30 years. And they invite you to experience being treated like family when you visit their store. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola.
Prices before tag, title, and associated dealer fees. Must take delivery by October 31st. See dealer for details.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. We did see unemployment numbers jump up last week, once again, primarily because of Hurricane Ian. And so, but what we did see nationwide, continued unemployment numbers plummeted by 27,000, which that's good news. Once again, we're seeing a strong labor market despite the economy.
Fox News, I'm Laura Cantor. President Biden says the U.S. supports the protesters in Iran.
Women and men should have the right to freedom of expression and assembly. And women, women all over the world are being persecuted in various ways. They should be able to wear in God's name what they want to wear. No one should be telling them what to wear.
The president speaking in Irvine, California, Friday. Police arresting an elementary school teacher in Northeast Indiana for allegedly composing a kill list.
Police in East Chicago, Indiana, say a teacher at St. Stanislaus School, 25-year-old Angelica Carrasquillo Torres, was arrested Thursday and now in a psychiatric hold after telling a fifth grader this week that she had a kill list, that the student was on it, and that she was suicidal.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Turkish officials say a coal mine explosion in northern Turkey, killing at least 22 people and trapping dozens underground. America's listening to Fox News.
Good evening, 631 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, clear skies. It is 71 in Pensacola. The long-unused Pensacola Technology Campus finally going to see some use now, but, well, as a practice field for soccer. The Pensacola City Council approved an agreement yesterday with the city and Pensacola Escambia Development Commission to allow that empty property to be used for soccer practices until a developer is found for it. The tech park's been vacant since it was constructed back in 2012 with a $2 million grant from the Economic Development Administration. Crestview teenager facing felony charges today after police say he armed himself with a razor blade and intended to injure a 15-year-old girl with it. 16-year-old Tyler Mahler was arrested, charged with having a weapon on school grounds and making threats. This all happened at Crestview High School today. The intended victim telling deputies she was scared for her life and said Mahler had threatened to kill her weeks ago. And deputies say he had that razor blade in his pocket when he was arrested, planned to use it to hurt the girl after school today. Deputies say this incident reinforces the need for students to speak up if they're aware of potential dangers. Investigators with the Florida Highway Patrol say they're now investigating a crash that killed a man riding a motorized bicycle just over a week ago as a homicide. We reported on it yesterday. 56-year-old Charles Evans died after that crash, which happened earlier this month at Hollywood Avenue and Lee Street. Family members today saying the woman that was driving the car had an open container of alcohol but wasn't breath tested for DUI.
My dad's battled cancer for many of years, and he's gone into remission, and it came back, and then this happened. This woman hit my father, had an open beer, and just got let off on a ticket, a citation. That's not fair to my dad.
Now, FHP says just having an open container doesn't automatically mean that you will be breath tested. They say the woman was evaluated at the time, but wasn't under the influence. They're now giving that case a second look. Well, you might have to dig out the jackets next week. We got a big cold front going to be moving in on Monday. That's going to mean colder temperatures for at least a couple of days. Channel 3 weather forecasts right now predicting high temps in the mid-60s and lows all the way down into the 40s for several days next week, well below average for this time of year. Some major recognition today for the manager of a local Wendy's restaurant. The general manager of the location in Cantonment has now been recognized as one of the franchise's best managers in the nation. Regina Corin manages the Wendy's on New Market Street over near Nine Mile Road, recognized as one of their top 200 GMs for 2021. Now, in case you're wondering, that's top 200 out of almost 7,000 Wendy's locations across the country. And a local craft beer brewery now expanding to a new location in East Hill. The Odd Colony Brewing Company says they're opening up a neighborhood beer garden. They're going to be calling it the Burrow. It's going to be in the historic Sacred Heart Hospital building on North 12th. They're hoping to have it open by next spring. It's 6:35 right now. News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at your traffic on the fives. Jenna, what are you seeing?
No major delays to report at this moment. All roadways are checking in clear for the most part. A couple of slowdowns if you're heading downtown on Chase towards the Pensacola Bay Bridge. But other than that, I-10, I-110, Highway 98, and Highway 90 are all moving along at posted speeds. Have a traffic tip, 850-2626-111, or use the open mic feature in our new mobile app. Look for News Radio Pensacola in your app store today. I'm Jenna Barr with your traffic on the fives.
It's going to be a nice, pleasant weekend across the northern Gulf Coast with highs in the mid to low 80s and sunny skies. Overnight lows will be cooling into the upper 50s to low 60s. So beautiful weather this weekend, and then the cold air moves in next week. Huge cold front heads this way on Monday, dropping those temperatures dramatically. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR news forecast.
And now we've got 71 degrees. It's clear here in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, 74 also in Milton. Our next news at 7, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The car industry is crazy right now because of an inventory shortage. You'll find that dealerships are marking up the sticker price. That's just another reason you need to visit our friends at Frontier Motors and get yourself an affordable pre-owned vehicle. For over 25 years, they've been the alternative to buying new, and now with cars going for ridiculous prices, you can save even more on a slightly used car that still looks and smells like new at Frontier Motors. Frontier also offers free Carfax reports, free appraisals, free diminished value reports in case of an accident, and free advice when you're buying or selling a car. And with over 300 units available, I'm sure they're going to have what you are looking for. An honest used car dealership is hard to find, but we found one at Frontier Motors. Go see the only dealer in Pensacola that I recommend. Frontier Motors is located right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls related to this. People that are sick from a building. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care. And at Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your system so you'll feel great. Nowadays, with the pandemic and all of us spending more time at home, everyone seems to be hyper-focused on their indoor environment. If you have dust issues, mold, or health concerns, and you feel they're related to the home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a clean, comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner, and your system will be much more energy efficient, too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. Find us on the web at GulfCoastAirCare.com or call us 850-934-2768. Hit it, Sarah.
Serious Cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Entertainment legend, Frankie Avalon. Unforgettable experience with Frankie Avalon, live in concert, Sunday, October 23rd at the Sanger Theater. Reserve seats are on sale now through Ticketmaster.com or the box office.
Make my wish come true.
Don't miss an unforgettable experience with Frankie Avalon.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Hey!
hide all the hoes out there. It's Pensacola right now with all Bobby Rossi on News Radio. Is that not what they're saying? What? I thought that's what they're saying. He's saying, hey, ho, hey, ho. They're walking down the street and saying, that's not what they're doing? Or did you not know that that's what they're doing? Did I just ruin the song for you? It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's okay, Jenna. You can say hoes on the air. You can't? Gracie's a little bit more accustomed to the 6 o'clock shenanigans than you are. What's wrong?
I don't even know what to say. I thought we were just going to have fun, but then you start talking about gardening tools and things. I don't even know where you're going with that.
That's gardening tools. Got you. Okay. Okay.
You're lucky. All right.
Sure. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. We played the audio earlier of the newest ad for Governor DeSantis, where Casey DeSantis talks about him and how much he supported her through her cancer battle. And I got a text here. And I said, to me, it was a fantastic ad. It's one that even your opponent goes, wow, that's amazing. Got a text here, says, OMG, yeah, isn't that the best ad? Yes, definitely is. Got another one here, says that I support DeSantis, but shouldn't you also play a Crist ad? Fair is fair. Yes, and to be fair, I will play a Charlie Crist ad if he comes out with a good one too. And then there's I love this one. A few years ago, my in-laws and I were at a Krispy Kreme donuts in Pensacola. Governor DeSantis was walking out of the Krispy Kreme and he thanked my father-in-law for his service as a veteran. He walked my mother-in-law and father-in-law to their car and he literally sat in the car with them and talked to them for over an hour. We were at the Krispy Kreme. He says he's just an amazing humanitarian. That is a fantastic story. Thanks for sharing that. And then we were talking about how I was saying one of the things that's impressed me with his leadership is that he's not really far right. He does definitely fights for conservative principles and conservative ideals. But, you know, he's fought for other things that are either middle of the road, libertarian leaning, or even left leaning. And here's a text that says, yeah, he is not far right. I like how he allows abortion up to 15 weeks. Those other far right people are losing millions of votes by banning abortion completely. 60 weeks. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you. Where'd it go? Trump wrote his response to the January 6th committee subpoena. It was a 14-page letter or, you know, response. But he did not say whether he'll testify. And then Russian President Vladimir Putin says 2 weeks he's going to end mobilization in Ukraine. And flu is off to an early start as the CDC is warning about a potential severe season. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's hit some sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, high school football tonight. Northview is playing at Jay. Tate is at Pace. Pensacola High School is at West Florida. Fort Walton Beach is at Washington. Escambia High is hosting Choctaw. Walton is going to Pensacola Catholic. Milton is at Navarre. And last night, Lighthouse Christian got beat by Sneeds, 43-14. Then we've got Major League Baseball going on right now, and the Atlanta Braves are getting beat 9-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. That game's on FS1. Earlier today, the Cleveland Guardians beat the Yankees 4-2 in 10 innings. And coming up at 7:35 on FS1 will be the Dodgers against the Padres. Tampa Bay Lightning are getting beat right now by the Columbus Blue Jackets 1-0. That game still got 6.5 minutes left in the first period on NHL Network. And it's a scoreless game right now between Montreal and Detroit. Then college football is going on right now on ESPN. Navy is playing Southern Methodist. That game's still scoreless. It's on ESPN in the first quarter. Coming up at 7 o'clock on CBS Sports Network is University of Texas San Antonio playing FIU. In preseason NBA, Houston Rockets are beating Indianapolis right now 49-38. Cleveland Cavs are leading the Orlando Magic by just 1 point, and NBA TV has the Toronto Raptors beating the Boston Celtics just by 1 point. Let's get traffic on the fives with Jenna Barr, and we'll come back with your some more of your sports hit.
The following report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, businesses need Avalon. All major roadways are checking and clear. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, and Highway 98 in both directions are all moving along at posted speeds. If you have a traffic tip, 850-2626-111, or at any time, use the open mic feature in our new mobile app. Just look for News Radio Pensacola in our app store today. I'm Jenna Barr with your traffic on the fives.
All right. In college football this week, Florida State is playing number 4 Clemson at 6:30 tomorrow. And that game's going to be right here on News Radio 92.3. Florida at LSU. And then you got Miami against Virginia Tech. Auburn against number 9 Ole Miss. And Southern Alabama's playing University of Louisiana Monroe. And a big game in college football tomorrow. Number 3 Alabama's playing number 6 Tennessee. It's already a big rivalry game. And now with both teams ranked so high, looking forward to that one. Jacksonville Jaguars are going to be playing the Colts on Sunday. Buccaneers are going to be playing the Steelers. And the Saints are going to be playing the Bengals. Sunday night football is going to be the Cowboys against the Eagles. And so the Eagles, pretty much the top team right now. But when you have a rivalry game like they do against the Cowboys, you just never know. Not sure if Dak Prescott's going to be able to play in this one. Monday night football is going to be the Broncos against the Chargers. In sports news, the Lakers are testing out trying to play Russell Westbrook with the second unit. Then NFL's Deshaun Watson has yet another sexual misconduct lawsuit against him. The NFL says that his status will remain unchanged. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Alrighty, today's sign of the apocalypse here is a trend that started this year that will apparently pick up big time next year, which is naming your brand new baby daughter after grandpa's. Your baby daughter after grandpa's, like Otto. Say what? Yes, Otto. Ray, Murphy, Lou, Arlo, Eugene, or just Gene, Max. I can see some of these working, though. I can see some of them. Ozzy, okay. Rudy. Apparently, that was a trend that started last year, and they expect it to really pick up this next year. And it's actually naming your daughter after your great-grandpa. So if I name my daughter after my her great-grandpa, it would be Newell. My grandfather's name was Newell. My great-grandfather's name was Arlen. It was Arlen, not Arlo. It was Arlen. And so, Jenna, what would you have to name your daughter?
After your grandfather?
Your grandfather, so be her great grandfather.
I never knew my biological grandparents. I don't even know their names. But, on my mom's side, it would be Robert.
Oh, okay. So be a Bobby. Just name her Bobby.
That would be cute, right?
Yeah, that would actually work.
If I went, you know, with my stepdad's side, it would be Richard.
Richard.
I don't know if that would fly.
Rich.
Richard.
Or Chard. I don't know. What's the shortening for Richard besides Rich? Chard.
Ricky. No?
Ricky?
Is okay. That?
Yeah.
Ricardo?
Ricardo? No, that's Spanish version of Rich. that threw me off just a bit. All right. So some of the other trends they're expecting for baby names next year, adjective names. Like, apparently Game of Thrones did this. So adjective names like brave, epic, glorious, icy. Then epic names like Octavius, Valerian, things like that. Cowboy names like Abbott, Boone, Briggs, Dutton. I think I said it before. So my parents named me Robert. The reason why my mom called me Robert is because she felt like it was a cowboy name.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. But of course, I go by Bobby. I'm Bobby.
Bobby. So. I have met girls who are named Bobby. So.
Yeah, with an I.
Yes.
B-O-B-B-I.
That was in Jersey. I've not met any here.
Yeah. There's Bobby boys and Bobby girls
but
in Jersey.
Speaking of boy names for girls' names, isn't, what's his name, Ryan Reynolds? You like that guy who's in Deadpool. Didn't they name their daughter James?
Oh, yeah, I think they did.
So yeah, people have been doing weird stuff for a long time.
They've been doing it for a while, yeah. All right, coming up here next, we got Weekend Movie Preview. Stick around for that next on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, guys. If you find yourself in a divorce or you know that one is coming, you're likely stressed about your kids, your finances, and what your future is going to look like when the divorce is over. You're going to need help with this, and I'm here to do that. Whatever you're facing, I can help you get through it. I specialize in helping guys just like you get through difficult divorces. I'm Autumn Blackledge, and trust me, I can help you through this. Just look me up on social media or on the web. I'm Autumn Blackledge, and I'm here to help.
Pensacola, Florida.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Listen to News Radio on air at 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, AM 1620, and online at newsradio923.com. Download our mobile app or listen through Alexa.
Yeah.
It's definitely Club Music Friday here with Jenna Barr at the helm. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. getting down now. Time to get down. All right. Everybody's having a good time. We always have a good time on Fridays here
Friday.
On Pensacola right now anyway. So, yeah. Got a text here that says, I do not think that Herbert would work good for a girl's name. Herbert being the, like I said, my grandfather's name was Newell. That would not fly, I don't think, for a girl's name. And Eugene, no, that wouldn't work out so well.
You should ask David.
David, yeah, that's a good point. David, the new baby trend is that you got to name your daughter after your grandfather. So it's her great-grandfather's name or your great-grandfather's name. So what do we got? What would you have to name your daughter if you had to name her after a great-grandfather or grandfather?
Well, it'd be Donald. So I don't know how well that would work.
Okay. I like it. Just call her the Trump for short.
That's
a good one. All right, David, what else you got in the news for us?
Well, Graffiti Bridge has claimed another victim today, Bobby. There's a new picture that's been posted from the Graffiti Bridge Facebook page. Shows what looks like a refrigerated box truck that didn't quite make it, but I don't think it got all the way under, just kind of smashed the refrigerator. So,
okay. So it wasn't too bad right there. Back to somebody reset the calendar. It's been 0 days since the last accident type things.
So. Oh, now that's an idea.
That's
just
really
good,
actually. I like that. Can we do that and sponsor it by Bobby Rossi?
I think a part of the Graffiti Bridge just needs to not be painted over, and it needs to be a calendar of it's been 0 days since the last truck crashed.
Oh, that's so good.
Should just be a standard thing now.
I like it.
All right, let's go ahead and hit Weekend Movie Preview.
Now,
it's time for
a Weekend Movie Preview.
All right, Weekend Movie Preview. Halloween Ends is the big movie coming out this weekend. It's on in theaters, and it's on Peacock Network as well, starring Jamie Lee Curtis. This is expected to be the final chapter, the unexpected final chapter, set 4 years after the events of the last year one that was Halloween Kills. There you go. I do not like horror flicks. You know this already if you listen to the show. I will not be watching this. Jenna, do you like horror films? Have you seen the Halloween movies?
One. I don't know. How many are there? I've seen just like parts of one. But I don't really like it.
Five or six or something. Now.
Like I grew up, you know, where babysitters would have us watch horror movies with them. And it was like terrifying.
What?
Yeah. Trauma. Yeah, I don't recommend it. But I don't like
I don't think I've shared this story with you before. I've shared it on the air before. The first horror flick I ever saw, I've only seen probably three my whole life, to be honest. And the first one I saw, my dad showed it to me. I was 14 years old. And you have to understand this. I grew up on Disney movies. I grew up on Fred Astaire movies. I grew up on Doris Day and like Bob Hope movies. That was what I grew up on. Even all the way till I was 14. Like my favorite movie was like The Princess Bride. And then my mom was out of town, and my dad sits me and my sister down, who's 2 years younger than me, and is like, I got a movie for you guys to watch. It's a little intense, but I think you can handle it. You're old enough now.
What was it?
We sit down, we watch Aliens 2. This is one where like bugs are like alien bugs go in your ear. There's a bug that comes.
That's
an
not
alien
a horror movie.
Flying out of the,
it's gross.
Flying out of the chest. It's a horror flick. It horrified me. And so this alien comes out of this girl's chest or this guy's chest and stuff. It was horrific. The movie ends and we're like in shock, just staring at the screen as the credits are rolling. And my dad goes, oh, that's not the same movie I thought it was.
He did not wait till the end. That the is amazing. End. He credits tried to rolling. Wait. Oh, have yeah. you ever seen where somebody, they mixed up the movie 28 Days, you know, with Sandra Bullock, and 28 Days Later, which is an actual horror movie.
Yeah, it's a horror movie. I've seen that. So, no, I've not yeah. seen that. Yeah. So he thought he rented The Abyss, which is an intense sci-fi thriller.
Is that when he finally got reading glasses?
But yeah, exactly right. He thought he got The Abyss. Instead, he got Aliens 2. That was the first horror flick I ever saw.
It's not the same thing.
And I was traumatized. I was like, oh boy. Oh, all right. Do we have any traffic going on out there?
Nope. Roadways are looking clear. But if you ever have a traffic tip, you can use the open mic feature in our new mobile app that we have. Yes, our new mobile app allows you to give a traffic tip. Download it today. News Radio Pensacola in your app store. I'm Jenna Barr with your traffic on the fives.
On DVD or digital download, you can see Beast starring Idris Elba. It's where he's fighting a man-eating lion. On Amazon Prime, there's nothing really new, but they did put out Noah this week. Did you see that movie, Noah, Jenna?
No, I don't
know. The Atrocity of Noah.
Oh, I heard about it, and that's why I didn't watch it. I heard that
it
wasn't
so
very
bad.
Good. Yeah.
This is what happens when non-Christians try to cover Christian stories.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing.
It was not good. I remember it now.
On Netflix, there's a new, it looks like it's a family version, like a Halloween scary movie, called The Curse of Bridge Hollow. Starring Marlon Wayans. A man and his daughter must team up to save their town after an ancient and mischievous spirit causes Halloween decorations to come to life. So it's on Netflix now. Rosaline is a new movie on Hulu. It's a fresh take on Romeo and Juliet. And then on, I already mentioned on Peacock Network, you can check out Halloween Ends on there. And then on Apple TV Plus, you've got the final episode of the series C, starring Jason Momoa. And there's a new series called Shantaram. It's about an escaped convict, Lynn Ford, fleeing to the teeming streets of 1980s Bombay, looking to disappear. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. By the way, Liam Neeson is going to be in a new movie. It looks like he might finally break character. It seems like he's like every movie he's been doing since Taken is basically like Taken. Right? Like every movie is like this revenge role. He's finally going to get out of that stereotype. He is going to be in the newest movie of The Naked Gun. That's right. They're making a new Naked Gun. And he's going to be... I don't know why. So he's going to be taking the role that Leslie Nielsen used to play, apparently. So he's going to be playing a big comedy, I guess. A goofy spoof. Like, wow. Okay. So we'll have to see if that comes down, but that is, he's going to be in the new Naked Gun movies, apparently. That is your weekend movie preview. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Be safe. Bye-bye.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.